fresh out of one relationship.
When you met Miss Murray, you were still not divorced.
That's correct, ma'am.
And already failing at another.
She was controlling.
Everything was get the divorce, get the divorce.
What was so pressing? You only knew the man for a month.
We spent a lot of time together, and Miss Murray laid out money for a lawyer.
Yes, ma'am. In my head, I thought we're just friends.
Judge Judy.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy. Christine Murray is suing her ex-boyfriend, Edward Campbell, for a loan so he could hire a divorce attorney.
Order. All rise.
It's case number 435 on the calendar in the matter of Murray versus Campbell.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated.
Miss Murray, when and how did you meet Mr. Campbell?
We met online.
On what date?
March 2017.
And at the time you were online, Mr. Campbell, you were married but separated?
Legally separated, yes, ma'am.
For how long?
I would say approximately 9 months.
Do you have children?
Two, ma'am.
How old?
9 and 6.
And you are still married?
Legally, on paper, yes, ma'am.
Is there any reason why you weren't divorced?
It's in the process, ma'am. We went from family court into Supreme.
In what state?
New York.
So in family court, it didn't start out being a divorce. It started out being custody or visitation or something else.
My wife was trying to do it through family court, which I got an attorney who advised me that...
You can't get a divorce through the family court.
That's what he advised me. And so, and he took me to the Supreme side, and we went from there with the filing for the divorce, and then the judge...
What did she file in family court?
Just for the children.
For support?
Yes.
Okay, so she went to family court seeking an order of support.
Yes.
You got a lawyer.
Yes, ma'am.
And your lawyer said, you just don't want to pay support, you want to be free. So in order to do that, you have to go to the Supreme Court.
Yes, ma'am.
And then the family court refers all matters of support over to the Supreme Court.
Yes, ma'am.
Or vice versa. All right, fine. And when did you get the lawyer?
That was in January of 2016.
And what was that lawyer's name?
The first lawyer, I can't recall his name.
Did you pay him?
I did, yes, $5,000. I did a retainer with him for $5,000.
Did you use up the retainer?
Yes, ma'am.
And then you ran out of money?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. When you met Miss Murray in March of 2017, you were still not divorced.
That's correct, ma'am.
And Miss Murray laid out money for a lawyer.
Yes, ma'am.
How much?
I was told she laid out $5,000.
No. I don't want to know what you were told. What you were told is hearsay, unless she told you.
She sent me an email saying that she paid $5,000.
Who found the lawyer?
I went online. Yeah, I did, ma'am.
Had you saved up enough money for the lawyer?
At the time, I was asking my family members and everyone, and at the time, no one could come up with the money to retain the lawyer.
So what did you do with Miss Murray? You had just met her.
I didn't do anything with Miss Murray. Miss Murray ended our relationship prior to our conversation by driving from her home to when I came home from work, and she dumped all my stuff in my...
Shh. I'm asking you about the money for the lawyer.
But what I'm saying to you, ma'am, is that I had a conversation with her telling her that when she called me to see where my status was with the divorce and that she wanted the divorce done before we go any further, I said to her, I thought we were done. You dumped all my stuff on the front of my house. You drove to my house. You dumped it all over.
Well, you mean you had an argument?
Yes.
Before she paid for the lawyer?
Yes.
And when was that?
April 2017, I think.
A month later?
Like 2 months, yes.
A month later. You met in March 2017. So in April of 2017, you had a fight, and you were upset because his divorce wasn't progressing.
Correct.
He had some things at your house. You drove to his house, dropped his things off, and then?
We talked further. He apologized. He said it would make it better.
Well, make what better? What was wrong?
Our relationship. In fact, he would move the divorce forward, so, and he promised...
Pressing. You only knew the man for a month.
We spent a lot of time together.
I don't care if you spent 24/7 together for a month. Keep going.
And in June, he told me that he had a workman's comp check coming for him for $15,000, and if he could, you know, he would use the $5,000 to pay me back. So I contacted his attorney and I paid the money, and he agreed he would pay me back with the $15,000 from the workman's comp check that was coming in a few weeks.
Go.
That was not the conversation, ma'am. The conversation on the phone was, and I was sitting in my den. I was panicking because at the time they served me a couple of days before to go back to court. She was my wife at the time was alleging I was doing things with the kids so that she can get full custody instead of joint custody. I was advised
that... You mean that you were abusing your children?
No, she was saying that she didn't believe that putting your kid in the corner for 2 minutes, she said that that was corporal punishment.
So she was alleging corporal punishment?
Corporal alleging, yes, ma'am. So at that point, I was panicking. I told my dad. My dad's like, listen, we're already at... From this lawyer that you had prior, I'm already $10,000 in. I have to pay that off first before we move on to someone else. He said, go in front of the judge, explain your situation, and let them, what it is what it is. He's like, there's nothing you can do. I was on the phone with, when Christine called me, I explained to her, and when we first met, I even told her what was going
on. No, not first met.
Well,
Now you're panicked.
I'm sorry, I went back.
Now you're panicked.
I was panicking. I told her the situation, and out of her own words on the phone is, I'm not doing this for you, I'm doing this for your kids, and I'll call the lawyer, and I'll do the $5,000. And she said, I know you're not asking for it.
That's not true.
She said...
That's not true.
I know you never asked for money from me. She
that's
goes,
not true.
That's what she said.
And I have text messages.
And then she I'll says, and then... She called the law firm. There was a problem with the card or whatever. The law firm then sends her agreement with her about the money, not me. Then she sends me an email saying, oh, look, I paid it off. Start getting this divorce done so we can move forward. And I thought, we're just friends.
You have that message?
Yes.
I'd like to see it.
And on top, ma'am, it says, in her own words, FYI, for your information.
I'd like to see her text messages, too, please, Bird.
This is, the check is coming, me loaning it, him giving me the attorney's phone number, and
then... No, just a second. I want to see exactly where he says, I'm going to pay you back for this money.
Well, this is some of it. He says he's going to pay me back in there. We set up a Zelle application, the Zelle app, so exchange money when the check came in, he can pay me back. We
just
set up a test.
Just 1 second. I'm not reading all those. Take a pen and circle what it is that you want me to read.
Do I borrow your pen?
Yana, can I answer about this Zelle thing that she's saying right now?
What?
Or do you want to wait? She's bringing up a Zelle, which you make payments. Ms. Murray also...
this is where he
prior to this, I made an agreement with her where I would give her money to because she could pay other bill. I was short $235. She then sent me the bill for the $235, which I agreed. I said that I owe you that. So on top of bringing me the small claims for this, she also now is bringing me the small claims for the $235. So...
You mean in another proceeding?
In another proceeding. She waited 3 more days to drive all the way out from her house to Suffolk County 4 days later so that she can get another $235, which I already told her that I would pay, and that's when I set up the Zelle, and I gave her $10. So I don't know.
Shh.
I have a text showing
Shh.
The amount.
Shh. Just a second. Okay, would you show these? Let me read this first.
Sure.
Would you show him these, please?
And I also have another text message for November saying that he's going to have to make payment arrangements.
Explanation, Mr. Campbell.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
She was constantly...
Judge, a second.
What I'm saying to you, Your Honor, is that she was controlling. The texts were over and over. Everything was, get the divorce.
And later today...
We diagnosed what he asked us to diagnose.
No. You mean if I walk into a doctor and I have a cold, but I'm also bleeding from my arm, you sue him later because you lose your arm. And he said, she didn't ask me to look at my arm. She just said she had a cold.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Christine Murray says, ex-boyfriend Edward Campbell owes for a loan to hire a divorce attorney.
Okay. Explanation, Mr. Campbell.
That's like months later on this, and then she was constantly...
Judge, a second.
What I'm saying to you, Your Honor, is that she was controlling. The texts were over and over. Everything was, get the divorce, get the divorce.
Charge him for the plaintiff in the amount of $5,000.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you.
All right, is our excuse. You may step out.
There's nothing to say. It is what it is.
He's very manipulative.
I was up front with her. She knew my wife was crazy. She saw my kids. She saw the whole thing.
He made me think that, you know, there was a future.
She wanted that divorce done. She's the one that called my lawyer, not me.
After he gave me the phone number, yes.
She said it on the phone, and she knows she did. Is that I'm not doing it for you, I'm doing it for your kids.
I do feel bad for the children. Divorce is always messy for children, right?
You drive all the way from East Rockaway to Center Reach, throw my stuff on the front lawn, and then you knew I wasn't going anywhere with her.
He had left some stuff at my house, and I just wanted it out.
Best of luck to me and her. That's it, you know?
Just be careful who I trust.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of St. Amand versus Fuller. Step forward.
Kim and Kerry St. Amand are suing auto repair shop owners Todd and Toby Fuller for the return of a deposit on a car and punitive damages for emotional distress.
Mr. and Mrs. St. Amand, let me tell you that there's only one part of your lawsuit that I'm going to entertain. The portion of the lawsuit that I'm going to entertain has to do with the car deposit. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
I'm not dealing with a side deal to move earth with your Bobcat machine and your pain and suffering because you didn't get the car back on time. What I'm dealing with is one thing, and you may take the rest of the matters that I have not dealt with back to your local small claims court. Do you understand?
Guys.
You purchased a car from which one of these two defendants?
Todd and Toby Fuller.
Both of them?
Yes,
and the
Honor.
Car was an old car, 2006?
Yes.
You were purchasing the car, which is part of your business?
No, ma'am.
Was it a car that you owned for your own driving use?
No, ma'am.
So you buy and sell cars for business, or you're in the mechanics business?
We're in the mechanics business.
Okay. And where did you get this car from that you sold to the defendants?
We had a customer that decided not to do the repairs. Car was still in great shape, so we purchased it from them.
You purchased
it? On a personal level.
The car needed repairs. You had diagnosed the car. Perfect. I love this. A boring case is getting better. So, a man, Mr. Jones, came in with his 2006, what kind of car?
Chevy Impala.
And Mr. Smith came in with the car when? Month and year?
About February of 2017.
And the car was having problems or wasn't running?
It was running, but the transmission was out. It would not move.
So you couldn't drive it?
Right,
well, what's the point in having a car if you can't drive it? And you did a diagnostic on the car, and you told him what was wrong with the car?
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Sorry.
What did you tell him was wrong with the car? You're a mechanic. You said, this is what's wrong with your car.
Yes, ma'am. We told him the transmission was out and it would need replacement.
Anything else wrong with the car?
At that point, we had...
Just a second. Yes, not ma'am. At that point. Guy brings in his car, says, the car's not running. You're the mechanics. You do a diagnostic.
We diagnosed what he asked us to diagnose.
No. What do you mean? You mean if I walk into a doctor and I have a cold, but I'm also bleeding from my arm, and I go in and I say, could you give me a cold remedy? The doctor says, sure, I think that you should take a Tamiflu. And you leave. He said, well, you sue him later because you lose your arm. And he said, she didn't ask me to look at my arm. She just said she had a cold. Well, it was visible. My arm was bleeding. It was severely injured.
Yes, ma'am.
So you're just the mechanic. You put on blinders and you said, I'm looking just at the transmission, and you told Mr. Smith that it needed a new transmission in February, and you told him what it would be, and Mr. Smith said to you, forget it, and you said, I could probably resell this car. And how much did you pay Mr. Smith for the car? See where I'm going with you?
Yes.
Good, because it gets harder.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
They're dissatisfied with your service, and they can write that they're dissatisfied with your service and they think you're hustlers, and they're allowed to do that. That's called the First Amendment to the Constitution.
Right, but when you lie about it, that's defamation.
Just a second.
Correct?
That's their opinion.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Kim and Kerry St. Amand say auto repair shop owners Todd and Toby Fuller scammed them on a car deal. The brothers have a countersuit for defamation of character.
Okay. How much did you pay Mr. Smith for the car?
We paid it.
See where I'm going with you?
Yes.
Good, because it gets harder. Because then you give me the name of Mr. Smith, and then I call Mr. Smith, and then I find out.
We paid $600 for the car.
$600?
Yes, ma'am.
And how much did you tell him that it was going to be for a new transmission? Smith's a phone call away.
Well, again, it's arranged because we don't know which way he's going to go. You told him
that to fix the car...
It would be between $2,500 and $3,000.
And he said, no way.
Yes, ma'am.
So you paid him $600 for the car.
Yes, ma'am.
And then you sold the car to the plaintiffs for their daughter, and the purchase price that they agreed on was $3,750. Is that correct?
No.
How much was the purchase price?
$3,500 originally.
$3,500. Okay. And they gave you a $2,000 deposit.
No, ma'am. Well,
how much? How much of a deposit?
$2,000 was the end result.
What does that mean? $2,000
was the end result was they were supposed to come in with $2,500 originally.
How much did they give you?
$2,000.
That's all that you received from them?
Yes, ma'am.
And you were supposed to have the car ready for the daughter's birthday. It was supposed to be, I don't know, it was supposed to be a surprise. I don't know. I don't care. Not that I don't care, but it's not important to the case. The car wasn't ready, and you put a new transmission in, but that really wasn't the whole problem with the car. The car had many more problems, and it just didn't run.
It did run.
It didn't run more than a block.
No. It wouldn't drive.
And so they want their deposit back. Where's the car?
We quit working on the car to the point that they filed the lawsuit.
I didn't ask you that. I said, where is the car?
In Cedar Park, Texas.
Where do you live?
At the lot, yes.
Where you live?
Yes.
Great. You can fix it up. Do whatever you want with it. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $2,000. We're done. Thank you.
What about the counterclaim?
Listen.
Don't start.
You advertise what you do for a living, mechanics worth?
Yes.
On...
We filed defamation.
I know you did. You advertise on Facebook. You advertise. You have a website. You promised them a working car in time for their daughter's birthday.
No, ma'am.
Yes, you did.
No.
Oh, no. Yes, you did.
There was a phone call to Ms. St. Amand that allowed her to know that it wasn't going to be ready that day because of the excess safety issues that we found.
Listen to me, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
You're the mechanic.
Mm-hmm.
You sold them a car. You said, I'm selling you a car. And the condition is I will get it up and running because it needs a new transmission, because that's what you told Mr. Smith. You put in probably a rebuilt transmission, and the car still wasn't operating like a car is supposed to be, because a car is supposed to go more than a block. They're dissatisfied with your service, and they can write that they're dissatisfied with your service, and they think you're hustlers, and they're allowed to do that. That's called the First Amendment of the Constitution.
Right, but when you lie about it, that's defamation, correct?
No. That's their opinion.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Are you the victim of a scam? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Keep going.
The lies are, we've got proof.
Every detail that they gave us was false.
Just a second. I just did this case.
Yes.
And in this case, I find out the following. You hustled a guy out of a car for $600. For $600, and you told him it was a transmission that was going to cost him $3,000, and you bought the car. You then sold it to these people.
Yes.
You didn't get the car to them when they were supposed to. They finally came to get it, and it drove one block.
Your Honor, you
can't... And as far as I'm concerned, they could write whatever they wanted.
They never drove it. You cannot properly diagnose a vehicle without driving it. So we knew it needed a transmission because it sat on the lot. So once you put the transmission in and you realize that it needs more work...
We're done.
We weren't going to ask them for more money.
$2,000. We're done. Judgment for the plaintiff. Your counterclaims dismissed. Read the Constitution.
No.
We're finished.
We have a police report where he threatened violence against us. He threatened us.
Can you step out, ma'am?
He told us to buy a gun, Your Honor. He was going to get us.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy...
I think it was very fair, and I think that justice prevails when you tell the truth.
How do you know there's a problem with the steering until you drive it?
The whole deal was to get the car for her so she could have a car for her birthday.
We let them know prior to the delivery date that it was going to take a couple extra days because of the extra parts needed.
They tried to take the money and never give it back.
Oh, they did threaten us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's why we called the police on them twice.
No, I did not go threaten them. I went over there and asked for my money.
He didn't get what they want, so
they used violence.
And they tried to, you know, damage our business.
Just all receipts. Make sure you have them for stuff like this, because these guys will just take it and They love to call the police and get away with it.
Trying to help someone out, and this is what you get.